This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Perfect. So we're here at the Buffalo AKG. We're protesting and having our rally here in front of our building. We're protesting against, we're rallying against the leadership going through a radical procedural change and laying off 13 union members, and almost in the same breath within the same week have hired 11 non-union workers to perform almost our entire jobs.
Now, just so I make sure I have the record right for clarification, I know there's a big difference between rally, strike, protest. So what do we classify this as officially here?
This would be a rally in itself. Yeah.
So do you almost feel as if they're cheating you guys out of, I guess, an opportunity to be more union? Or, I guess, what are your thoughts on everything?
We feel like this is a very blatant retaliation against our union workers. So we are part of the visitor experience. Those are the members that were laid off, the 13 members of our VEX group. We are the largest union department under our union. We have VEX department, visitor experience, food and beverage, and then, of course, our facilities. Those are all under union, and we have lost effectively since the beginning of our jobs back in 2023. We originally had over 40 workers, and over the course of union and retaliation and just having arbitrary arbitrary rules against what our contracts have said, our unions have said, we have lost almost 60% of our workers, and this is our last straw to say we need to have a better relationship and a better collaborative experience with leadership. So all of our workers here, you know, we are here for the love of art, and we're all creative folks and creative people, and we love the community and our history here, and it feels as though with this recent layoff, leadership has clearly said that they don't care and don't want to invest in their workers.
So I guess with the history with Buffalo too, why is it so important to have unions? And I mean, like, what type of message does it send for, I guess, any other unions?
Right. So we are truly in belief that Buffalo is a union town. We are all supportive of each other. We understand everyone has a part of this community. Everyone has a right to have livable wages and understanding how collective we are as a city, as a union town and union representation. So we're hoping to send out the message that we are here. You know, we value our work. We value our jobs. We value all of what we can do. And we just want leadership. We want leadership basically to say that they believe in us as well.
No, it seems like union strikes are becoming more and more frequent over the years. So I guess for anybody who is in a position where they're in a union, where they feel as if they're being retaliated against, what should be your response to them?
Don't be afraid of retaliation. We don't want to have... I guess the basic thing I feel is that, you know, don't be afraid of the retaliation. Don't be afraid to stand up and feel like that you don't have a voice. Striking, rallying, even if it's just sending out messages to your corporations, emails, social media, just start making noise. We don't get anything done in this world unless we start making noise. And the way that the political climate's going, our economic crises, it's now more than ever to be as strong and together as we can be.
And then just to wrap it up, is there anything maybe I didn't ask about or something you think would be important for our listeners to be aware of?
So I feel as though, like, actually, yeah, hold on, let me think about that for a second. So... Oh, what's a good thing? Actually, yeah. So the museum has always said that we are part of this whole entire radical hospitality. Our visitor experience team was meant to be the connection between us and the community. And without us, Let me restart that. I apologize for that. No, fabulous. Fabulous. I was like, I love the microphones itself. Don't worry. But like, it's one of those, I don't know. Like, what would be a good thing to say at the end of it? I think it's just, you know, we're here for you. We're here for the community. We want to make sure that we stay culturally relevant, that we stay... that we understand not only that Buffalo is a union town, but also just an art town. We have lost so many of our local artists. We, you know, shout out to Jordan. Not shout out, Jesus Christ. God, sorry. But, you know, we've lost, we're, not only are we, you know what, I'm just going to stop it right there. I feel like you get like so many sound bites out of that one.
No, that's okay. We're good.
Well,
so real quick, I'm going to a press conference later talking about the murder.
I don't even know what the music is, so I don't know.
I guess they have a suspect.
Robert.
Wow, wonderful.
I'm so sorry,
you
I was wrong.
Just thought about maybe two people that were just impact it had in the LGBT plus community or downtown community.
Yeah. Yeah, Mickey and Jordan were integral pieces to our, or integral folks to the community itself. We have folks here who have personally known Mickey and Jordan. We've worked with them in our collection here at Buffalo AKG, and to have them gone is just devastating. It's a hole in our community for sure, with them not being here and not seeing what the, and just, I don't know, that's basically it, you know, it's just... It.